You screaming digital bitch.
Screaming digital bitch. Let's get that on a t-shirt. Welcome to episode 32 of Noob Show. This is going to be recorded a little bit in the past because I recorded that many episodes.
Are you beforehand. Just doing wrong episode numbers for fun at this point?
No, I recorded some beforehand.
Did you?
Did I?
I don't know. You're the fucking one that does it.
It is episode 28. I know we're not at episode 32.
Yeah, please. Please. That's
just fundamentally wrong.
Let us catch up so we can stop spamming the channel.
We're almost there. Well, last time you spammed it, we lost people for it.
I know.
So we had to go to one a day. I'm just too much man for anyone to handle.
Yeah, go with that. That'll help you sleep.
Sure. What is wrong with your camera?
I don't know, but thankfully it's not a visual show. But what actually helps me sleep is that sweet blue, pink pill Benadryl when you're hacking up a lung like I've been doing the past 2 days.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to quote some rap lyrics or something.
No? Okay.
Okay. No. Sorry, this isn't a beatbox appreciator kind of crowd, apparently.
No. You can probably tell by my beatboxing skills that I'm not good at it.
You're average, I would say.
Yeah, well, you know, the king of beatboxing passed away recently, so.
Who the hell was that?
Bismarcky.
It was Bismarcky.
Fuck you.
Learn something, child. Learn something.
I did learn something. Did you know that back in the 50s, the United States dropped an atomic bomb in fucking Florence, South Carolina?
Really?
No, I didn't know.
I went to, so me and my cousin took a little, like, 2-day trip to North Carolina.
That explains a lot about Florence.
Mm-hmm. And among some of the stuff we did, we found, you know, just Googling, what's along I-95 for shits and giggles? Apparently, you can visit a site where the American government accidentally dropped an atomic bomb on somebody's house. Thankfully, none of the nuclear warheads went off, but 6,000 pounds of explosives did. It affected houses up to a 5-mile area. And thankfully, the only fatalities were a few chickens.
That explains why they're so big and tasty now, though.
Actually, and getting to this place is not fucking easy. You're going through Florence, and it's literally an overgrown road that if you don't have a GPS, you wouldn't be able to find. It's on a 4-way highway. And essentially what it's turned into is a giant lake.
So people just, like, think it's cursed and won't go near it now? Like,
no, people go there and throw their trash all over it.
Florence.
Yeah, Florence, of course.
I built barns in Florence for a summer. It was terrible work, but I worked with some real characters. One of them's name was Charlie, and he used to yell things at people in the street like, take a bath, hippie, even though they were just normally dressed people. He liked to scream, get a job, to people who looked like they actually had jobs. He was just delightful.
He seems like my kind of guy, to be honest with you. Like, I could hang out with that guy.
We were staying in a motel, and I was like 16. My mom's boyfriend at the time was letting me work with him for cash. And Charlie and Sleepy were getting into an altercation.
Wait. You weren't just working with the seven dwarves, were you?
No.
Okay.
The seven meth dwarfs.
Sleepy, Bitey, Charlie.
The methy.
There was Charlie, there was Mickey, there was Sleepy. There was a couple others, but those were the ones that I remember. But I remember Charlie and Sleepy were out in front of the door of this motel. So basically in the parking lot, yelling at each other about something, probably because the drugs didn't show up. And I opened the door. And as I open the door, Charlie is got his fist raised at Sleepy, and he screams his battle cry, I'm going to treat you like the man that killed my daddy. And he swings at him. He trips over his own feet, missing wildly, and his head hits the concrete, and it's that solid, like, bone on concrete thud that just You know?
Yeah.
It's one of those. And he rolls over, blood streaming down his face into his eyes, and screams, "Fuck you hit me for, man!" And runs across the parking lot.
What a dumbass.
I think the drugs showed up and they just forgot.
Maybe.
I made the holy pilgrimage to the wonderful land of south of the border for the first time in my life.
Nice. Did you ride the elevator?
I did not ride the elevator.
Was it as awe-inspiring as you'd heard?
It was bigger than I thought. Which is probably somewhere on a shirt at south of the border.
Yep.
What I did get, hold on, I'll show you real quick. Y'all vamp, let me go get what I got for my mother.
I don't know why he didn't ride the elevator. That's like the saddest, best part of being there.
He used to have an arcade. I don't know if they still do.
There was an arcade. Last time we were there, it was several years ago. They were selling mugs from 1999, like Y2K stuff still, which was funny. This is 2015, give or take. But the arcade was like old pinball machines, and it was like you could pay $2 to ride the elevator to the top of the sombrero. And when you pay the $2, you go to the elevator, and this old sad elevator door opens up, and inside is just an old man sitting on a crate who takes your ticket and pushes the button to go up 2 floors to the sombrero, and you can look at the interstate, and then you ride back down.
Wow. Awe-inspiring.
Terrible. Is that a cup that says I heart boobs?
And it's a titty you drank out of.
It's one titty, though.
There's one.
I heart boob.
Like, is there a Hulk and you like sip the nip?
Yeah, that's you. Oh. Sip the nip.
Gross.
It's my new milk cup where I'm drinking milk out of.
Mm.
Why, like, that you drink milk is gross. And also that you would drink milk out of a boob cup is extra gross.
Whoa, huge slam out of milk out of nowhere, honestly.
Milk is disgusting.
Yeah, it's delicious.
It's what if it's pasteurized?
It's gross. Unless you are like a human being and you're getting it out of a human nipple, then cool. Otherwise, ew.
Okay.
All this drink. How do you eat cereal?
I don't. I eat it dry. I pick it up with
you're the weird hand. One.
No, one I'm, wrong. I don't. Other animals' milk is just fucking gross. There's oat milk. There's
those aren't your milk either.
Tree nuts.
nut milk.
Yeah, like I'm allergic to tree nuts, so I don't fuck with that. But oat milk is good.
Oat milk is good.
That'll.
But
do.
If I'm eating a. But if I'm eating a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I want that whole milk.
Mm-mm. You eat it by the handful. That is the only way.
And if you're feeling really, really decadent, like a king, what you do is you get some half and half. Because straight up cream is too much, but half and half. You don't do it every day. You don't do it every day. This is for special occasions.
It's not everyday food, folks.
The breakfast of diabetes.
100%, yes. It is the breakfast of diabetes.
You know what the Cinnamon Toast Crunch could use? Cream and sugar.
No, you don't add sugar.
When I used to eat Frosted Flakes, I would add more sugar and some banana. But that was my go-to.
Because Frosted Flakes suck by themselves.
Mm-hmm. I like blueberries and Frosted Flakes, but...
What's your favorite cereal, Terrence? Me?
Oh, it's probably Corn Pops.
Ugh.
Solid choice, but wrong.
Yeah. That's a sad choice.
Hey, corn pops. I like corn pops. I gotta have my pops.
Mm. They are really good. Or Toker, your favorite cereal.
We've already mentioned it. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I fucking love Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I'd ask Mahogany, but it'd probably be the brown pieces out of Lucky Charms because you hate fun.
She looks so mad.
I mean, I could have mentioned earlier, but I'm not in a very good mood today. And yeah, gross.
You like Lucky Charms?
They're nasty. All but of they it.
They're filled with delicious marbits, which is what those things are called, by the way.
There's no cereal that you like? to just eat dry?
I do like cereal to eat dry. I just can't think of one. Like, I'm an adult now, so I can't think of one that just, you know, makes me like, woohoo, Honey Bunches of Oats, maybe?
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, those are good.
Oh, O's. I know they only make them in generic now, but they're like O's with nuts clusters in the middle.
Most cereals are O's. It's like narrow it down.
No. Like the cereal is called O's. O-H apostrophe S.
You mean like cereal. Off-brand Cheerios?
No. They're like a large sweet circle, and it's got like a nut cluster in the middle of honey and nut cluster in the middle of it.
Never heard of it.
Was large sweet circle your nickname in high school, Terrence?
No. It was that weird kid that looks like he's going to shoot things up.
Oh, every school had one.
Yep.
All of them ended up on the news.
I was the trench coat kid in school.
Hey, I was also.
Yo.
Trench coat. Let's not use Mafia. Trench coat pals.
It's coming to Netflix soon.
Buddies that were just minding their business and then all of a sudden got harassed a lot.
Yeah, I like KMFDM. What of it?
Also on this trip, if you ever go to Wilmington, South Carolina, there's a little Vietnamese. I hate you. There's a little Vietnamese / Thai place called Indochine, and it's fucking beautiful. It's got koi ponds in the front, koi ponds in the back. Like, you walk back there, you think you're in Vietnam.
You're eating out of a koi pond the whole time. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Koi bring you your food.
It was like a 2-hour wait just to get in because they're not taking reservations. Definitely worth it.
Y'all waited 2 hours to eat at this place?
Yeah, I mean, we had nothing else to do.
Man, y'all must really like fucking koi.
And it's a Vietnamese restaurant?
It's Vietnamese and Thai food.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Because apparently Indochina was taken over by the French back in the 50s, like after World War II. So what they're also playing is like French cafe music with all this Asian stuff surrounding you.
You know, I did not expect to get a history lesson from noob of all people today.
About the Vietnamese restaurant and why it's a fusion place.
or French colonialism.
Yeah. It was weird. We also visited some lovely Hindu and Buddhist temples.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. If you're ever just driving around, you're looking for something to do, look at temples, because they're usually just tucked away somewhere, and they're awesome.
Nice.
The Hindu temple.
What were you even doing upstate?
We had to drop off my cousin's son halfway to Maryland. We sold him for a decent price, and we just didn't want him anymore.
I mean, nobody was going to take him the rest of the way to Maryland. We just don't like him anymore.
Yeah, we took him halfway and told him to, you know, get stepping.
Nondescript location. Halfway to Maryland. Somewhere in there.
It was the K95 truck stop.
Oh.
They're still there? Kentucky?
Not Kentucky. It's somewhere in North Carolina still. Mm-hmm. But the coolest part about it is some of the shit they had in there for sale. Like full ghillie suits for sale in a truck
stop. At the truck stop?
Weird. At the truck stop, ghillie suits.
Okay.
Man, they just do not care who makes meth there, do they?
Skull goblets were also there. You know, when you go into a truck stop and they have all the weird skull stuff for no reason.
Oh, wait. Is this the place with the picture of the wooden Elvis you showed us?
Yes. There was a full-size wooden Elvis. Also a full-size wooden Captain Jack Sparrow.
Why?
They were also selling guitars. Inside here was a Wendy's, a Dairy Queen, a Subway, a Pizza Hut, and a coffee shop, and an iron skillet. All in the same truck stop.
So this is like 100% better than south of the border in every way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could buy guitars. You could buy all sorts of truck parts. Literally most things you could think of. You could buy beds. You could buy full-size beds in this place.
You could buy your catalytic converter back from the guy that just jacked it from your car.
Mm-hmm.
That was Sleepy, the guy Toker worked with.
Still out there just beating up people? and being tired about it.
I'd beat you up, but I'm so exhausted. All right, yeah. Hold on. I'm coming.
Did you ever figure out who killed his daddy, though?
No.
I'm guessing it was an accident from the way he behaves.
Because he just there wasn't an accident.
Of course, you know, if I had a son like that, I'd be pretty depressed, just saying.
Yeah, well.
You think his real name was Sleepy, and that's what his dad called him? And that's why
he said no.
The boy named Sue, that story mm-hmm. from Johnny Cash. Same thing, but a boy named Sleepy.
Yeah, that was a weird crew. You've got me. I don't know what brought it up. I can't remember how this show started, but something brought it up.
I think whenever you get more than one contractor together, they all make each other weirder.
Yeah.
Like a compound effort effect.
Florence, South Carolina is also home to the only serial killer that we had, Donald Peavy Gaskins.
Peavy Gaskins, yeah.
That's what reminded me, because that's where we worked. We were building them barns in Florence.
Peavy Gaskins was pathetic, by the way. Just ugh.
Is he our only one?
Probably not our only one, our only famous one.
Oh.
Well, I mean, the only one that's gotten caught so far.
What's the new guy that got caught? Is that the same dude?
No.
Like two or three years ago?
No. Pee Wee Gaskins has been dead a long time.
Unless you're talking about Dylan Roof, but he's just kind of a piece of shit.
No. The guy that had the woman locked up in a shed in his backyard. He had like bodies buried. And
I don't know.
He claimed that he was the one that shot up the Velocity Power Sports or whatever in Columbia back in the early 2000s.
Gosh, I don't know. You know, I don't listen to a lot of true crime podcasts, but I'm sure, like, if any of the true crime people were listening, they'd probably be able to, like, chime in immediately because they're all fucking psychopaths. I don't
I used to listen to those serial killer podcasts for a while.
I don't know. It kind of wears on you after a while. Like, let's hear about the worst people in the world, as if I don't see them on TV every day.
The only thing that's interesting about Pee Wee Gaskins is that he did an autobiography while he was in prison. And essentially a guy would come in every day, put down a voice recorder, and then let him tell a story as he wrote it down.
Yeah, I don't think he was terribly educated.
Yeah, you could tell that by the way he wrote his sentences in the book. If you ever need to learn Southern speak, it is in there. Terrible person. Read his book. If you find a version of his hard copy book, it goes for several hundred dollars now because it's out of print and hard to find.
Yeah, and serial killer fans are psychopaths, of course.
Our high school has a copy of it in the library.
Uh-oh.
Where I read it from.
fucking need to swipe that shit.
Swiper, no swiping.
I mean, perhaps borrow it and forget where you laid it.
Yeah. I try to convince my brother, hey, just bring that book home and forgot it. Or forget it. We'll take care of the fees. Lost book fee, $20. That's fine. Take it out of this book I just sold.
Meanwhile, off to eBay.
Todd Colep.
What?
Todd Colep?
Todd Colep murdered 7 people, kidnapped 2, and sexually assaulted 1.
Oh, I thought you figured out who Sleepy's real name was.
It's probably Todd Colep.
If you look at the images, you can see Toker in some of the backgrounds of it.
Building barns. Who's that shirtless 16-year-old back there being forced into labor?
Oh, Lord. Someone said a comment online, and it makes me want to build an adventure out of it. You have 2 monsters inside of you at all times, and that's a skeleton and a ghost. Every time you kill an enemy, a skeleton and a ghost pops out. Welcome to hell.
Skeleton man, skeleton man. Sorry. It's a song about having a skeleton and thinking it's a superpower.
Is it them bones?
What?
I mean, if you think about it, we are just a brain that's piloting a skeleton suit and meat armor.
The armor could be better.
Mm-hmm.
It self heals.
Yes. Yeah. Lizards regrow limbs.
Yeah.
We're actually working on stuff for that.
Ugh.
Apparently, you can get like gecko powder, and a guy's been rubbing on his finger nub every day, and it grows a little bit.
That sounds
made up.
Agreed.
Like horse shit.
Gecko powder, you say?
Gecko powder.
Man, feel like the insurance, people
grinding up lizards.
The insurance agency is spanning out. People's policies are going down. They're like, well, we could sell gecko powder.
Well, if the gecko powder isn't working after a year, call us again and redo your claim.
Mm-hmm.
It's like these idiots will buy anything.
They will. Did you not see that Noob bought a titty cup to drink milk out of? Idiots have money and they will spend it.
That's pretty much the entire premise of Kickstarter.
I wasn't planning on buying this, but my mom said bring back something from south of the border.
Yeah.
It's a gift for your mom.
Fucking souvenirs are all generally trash.
That looks like a gift for yourself that you know your mom's going to go, ew, and give back to you.
She says that as right next to my hand is the souvenir of the toilet ashtray she brought me.
I mean, I wish I could have got you something better, but that was the best thing that was available.
The best, the very best, the cream of the crop.
It's a toilet ashtray with an alligator on it that says, rest your ash. It's phenomenal. That's
awesome. I also got this nifty wake and bake mug. So you can wake and bake.
All right. First you drink and smoke out of it? Then you bake it.
I'm going to smoke out of it after this podcast. I'm pretty sure you can smoke out of it. It has airflow.
Yeah, but you can't do both at the same time.
No, because the whole...
Two
rooms to smoke and drink at the same time.
You don't want a coffee water pipe?
You know, like... No. Oh, the horror movie that's delightfully funny. Cabin in the Woods. That dude has a thermos that he can turn into a bong and he can drink out of it. Not at the same time, but it serves both purposes. I think he also hit somebody with it.
I wonder about that because you can take, like, you know those little fruit pops that cut the corners of your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
You can put those in a bong and it really kind of flavors the smoke a nice little bit.
Yeah,
I guess.
I wonder how would it be with coffee? Is coffee good for that?
Probably no.
Does that mix well?
You say you're using coffee instead of water in your bong?
Yeah.
Mm. Try it.
Yeah, let us know. Experiment with this.
I got to find something to make coffee with.
I was in my 20s once. I don't have to do that anymore. I tried to make pickle weed.
No,
I used to keep a jar of cigarettes that I would blow my weed smoke into and then cover because I thought that if they marinated in the weed smoke, that would get me high. Doesn't work.
Did it?
No. No. I can't feature that working at all.
Made them taste good.
Also, the pixie dust I was talking about was not made of gecko. It was pig splatter. Here's an article I'm copying and pasting.
That makes even less sense.
I don't care. It's in Noob Notes. There's the article.
You read it.
And it's from the BBC. And they never lie. It's basically what I said. Is they have like pixie dust he puts on his finger and it's growing his finger back.
Are you sure it's the skin bones? Right BBC?
He's got a flopping big black cock everywhere.
It's not. It's just the British Broadcasting Company. We're not going to see any BBC here.
What?
We have different priorities, I guess.
I guess we do, Terrence.
It's your birthday tomorrow, isn't it, Terrence?
Yeah.
How old are you going to be, Gary Oldman? What's going on?
43.
Ooh, yeah. The big 4-3.
Yeah, the age no one cares about.
Nope.
If you add those numbers together, that equals 7.
All right. Woo-hoo. I'm this many this
year. That's got to mean something.
I'm sure that was in that Blink-182 song. Nobody likes you when you're 43.
I mean, that's true. Nobody likes you when you're 43.
No.
I'm sure your fiance does.
Nah, he's tolerating me. He's waiting till 44. This is going to be a hard year for him.
Why?
What happens?
I don't fucking know. Just talking. I'm just trying to fill this hour with
running your joke into the ground. Also, there's a scientist who's turning chicken feathers into chicken meat.
Cool. Does it taste like chicken meat?
Apparently they say it does. So essentially he takes the feathers, he blends them into a nice little liquid, adds meat stabilizers and flavors to it. And then it looks like he bakes it or microwaves it. And it looks like chicken. Kind of tastes like chicken. I don't think I want to eat feather meat, though.
Yeah, I hope he's happy when that shortage of pillows comes up because we're eating all the feathers now. Damn you!
I don't think they use chicken feathers for pillows.
I don't think they do either. I don't know.
Who uses? You ever used a real feather pillow?
Yeah, we have three.
Yeah, because every time I use one, I have a feather that pokes me in the face. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't use them anymore.
Yeah, well, I'm truly allergic to them, so I don't.
Supposed to use a pillowcase, man.
Go through the pillowcase. Pillowcases aren't made of metal.
Mine are. Authentic chainmail pillowcases. I am living the life of luxury.
I'm sure those exist for real.
Probably.
Hold on. Now I got to find out. Chain mail pillowcase.
And that delightful audio of you clicking your keyboard.
Oh,
he found something pornographic. That's what that laugh was.
No, I didn't find something pornographic, but I did sound this is funny though. It's a lovely Godzilla sexy body pillow.
Ooh. it's $60.
Yeah, it's a bit much. And it's just a pillowcase. You gotta buy your own pillow, probably.
Well, you're a thousandaire now. You can afford it.
Oh, yeah, I am a thousandaire now. Yo, the government sent me my money back and then some.
Oh wow, nice.
That happened to you too? I just got a check in the mail yesterday for $600.
I just only checked the mail today.
Yeah, I paid around $1,000 in taxes. And then because I didn't pay taxes on my unemployment when I was out of work for 3 months, so I knew it was gonna be something.
Yeah.
But yeah, they sent me back a check for like $1,700. I was expected to get like $300.
Nice.
So that's dope. You know what? I'm gonna buy that Godzilla pillow.
So this is how I know that the government is fucking us all over. Like, so when I did my taxes myself, I thought I was getting one number back, and they sent me back like $35 more dollars and some change than what I was supposed to get. So I know that basically, like, when they check your taxes and do it for you, they find all the shit that you're actually supposed to get. And that's why they make you do your own taxes, so that they can keep,
of course,
a fuck ton of your money, because you don't know all of the laws and rules and all this shit. And they're just like, oh, well, if that's what you think you owe, sure.
Sucker.
When I do my taxes, I always go to Miss Brandy, who's a local person here in Walterboro that does taxes.
She's also a fortune teller.
I don't think that's her.
She's not Wolf Mother?
I'd hope that's not the same person doing my taxes, but she used to work for the IRS.
Oh, Lord.
So she knows how to do all, you know, the stuff to get all their money back.
She knows how to lie.
You know, I mean, apparently it's the truth.
I won't either confirm or deny. All I do is sign that she did my taxes. Mm-hmm. And if anything goes wrong, it's because I keep all my papers in a shed and that shed burnt down. Oh, no. Shame how that happened.
Just like, hey, you know, your taxes are wrong. You have to go to jail. And it's like, why? I wasn't trained to do this. You know, go fuck yourself. If you want this done right, send somebody who knows.
It's like
doing.
Other countries, they just send you a bill or else send you money back. Like if they, you know, and they're just, they keep track of that shit. That's how it should be. Favorite.
It's a, hey, dude, you owe me money. Oh, I'm sorry, dude. How much do I owe you? I don't know. Figure it out. But what if I get it wrong? You go to fucking prison. That's what happens. Do not suck my dick.
Pass go. Just go directly there. This is weird looking.
How can he's gonna share a screen?
Oh dear God.
I will do my best to describe it.
This thing.
Oh, that looks kind of neat.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's murder on the eyes, but I like it.
I know. That's what I said. It's weird looking.
So describe it.
I wanted
it
to look like chaotic and like there's something was going wrong, basically.
Nailed it. So it's our goblin art, and it says technical difficulties, but in the background is alternating beige, yellow, red, and gray, like a sunburst all around it.
And blue.
Is that
there is and blue. In an alternating
and
pattern.
White.
And stripes.
Mm-hmm. It's a pattern that is not, it does not, it's a random pattern.
Yeah. It's the entire 1974 Sears catalog color palette.
Yeah.
No, it looks dope though. I'm excited to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we definitely have technical difficulties a lot.
Do we?
Mm-hmm. That's another thing. I
don't remember them. Oh, that's cool. I like that one too.
Is that a tit?
No, what's a lark?
It's a horned lark.
He's working on getting the thumbnail ready because we're about to start releasing some of these from the vault.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. I really need to improve the quality of this game.
Yeah, it's not just the people that love you anymore.
No, I mean, love me.
Mm. You know.
So for the audio listeners.
Fond from time to time.
That last one said Raiders of the Lark, and there was a bird on it. This a lark with a mountain, and the clouds had what in it? Did anybody else notice? It had been pointed out to me. You didn't notice, did you?
Oh, I didn't see. Sorry.
Dice.
Mountains.
Full of dice.
Hold on.
Oh
shit,
yeah.
It is full of dice. Yeah. It's not cloud.
It's a little hidden Easter egg that you'll only know about if you listen to this show or have eyes.
There are some sweet flames in there as well.
Indeed.
So, Toker, you're planning for something for tomorrow.
I am.
Oh, really?
How about you give us three an exclusive look at what's going on for tomorrow?
I'm thinking of not reading any of the rules for Delta Green and giving y'all random characters and doing it tomorrow.
Okay. That sounds fun.
So I found it's a random character, not generator, but it was like somebody took like the census from 2015 and turned like 960 something people into Delta Green characters.
That's already awesome.
And the party, I'm not telling you who's playing what yet, but there's an intelligence analyst, a program manager, an anthropologist.
Ooh, I want that one.
An intelligence case officer.
Ooh, I want that one.
Another intelligence analysis.
Ooh, okay, never mind.
And a physician. And I
want to be the physician.
I just finished listening to Stephen King's short story, If It Bleeds, and it gave me some ideas, and I figure we'll just do a one-shot where there's a starter guide. It's just here's six of the 100 rules, but this is all you really need. And
I mean, it's based on the Chaosium system, right? It's all roll under percentiles, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah.
And these are the characters. So I'll just send each you all the characters. You could like these all come with names and shit, but you can change the name or the sex or anything like that. But here's your job. Here's your stats. Here's the premise. Get out there and investigate.
Okay,
and we'll just see what happens.
I don't want to change a thing about my character.
You don't even know what it is yet.
I know. I'm not going to change a thing.
Okay. Right. Yeah, don't change anything if you don't want to. I think it would be fun, especially for a one shot. That way, I'm running. Terrence can get drunk like he's planning to do tomorrow, regardless of what we're doing.
Correct.
And then we've got an objective. Because I know we talked about just bullshitting about the shows, but I realized last time we did your show after recording, it was loaded with like potential spoilers.
Oh.
So I was like, let's not do that because we now have, you know, we've got fans now.
Well, you know, we're building up to fans.
Yeah, well, I just don't want to spoil it for anybody.
No, it's hard to do that. How far out can we be before we start spoiling stuff is the real question.
I don't know. I mean,
what do you mean?
Like how far, like our main show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could I explain who's died up to this point, or would that be too soon?
I mean,
too soon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's only been 2 weeks for them.
Has it?
I'm talking about the first death.
Too soon.
She likes no spoilers.
Well, then,
yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like if we want people to listen to the old shit, then why spoil it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I think if people are going to listen to the old stuff, they're going to listen to it. And if not, they'll just want a synopsis. So
I feel like we should make a synopsis for some people who don't want to listen to it, but we shouldn't spoil it for the people who want to.
That's what we got Frank's working on.
Because, like, that's the kind of shit where, like, I'm not going to watch. I feel like I've said this before, but I'm not going to watch. What's that one show that everybody fucking loves with the blue?
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I'm never going to watch that show because I know how it ends. Period. It's
a shame you're missing out on that journey.
Yeah, and I don't give a fuck. I'm never going to watch it because I know how it ends. And there's plenty of other people out there like that. And I feel like, what's the point of ruining potential fandoms? What's the point?
Well, then why would they make the Black Widow movie? We know how her story ends. Yeah,
I'm probably not going to watch that until it's free-ish.
So. No one saw it.
Was it any good?
I mean, there was new shit in it.
I kind of just want to watch it for the Stranger Things guy. He seems like he has a fun character.
Yeah, he does have a fun character.
Yeah. It was, as far as Marvel movies go, it is not the greatest Marvel movie, but it's a decent movie. It wasn't necessary at all, but then again, movies in general aren't necessary. So,
had it come out when it was supposed to, it would have been a little bit more relevant.
Yeah.
But it didn't get to do that. So,
yeah, I don't know. Like the Marvel movie in the theater thing crested and then crashed immediately when COVID hit, and then everybody's like, "Well, I'm not going anywhere."
Well, they just switched to TV shows, which I prefer for superhero format, honestly.
I loved the fuck out of stupid Loki.
Yeah, Loki was great. Both two of them were really good.
And and WandaVision, of course, which,
yeah, WandaVision and Loki were really good.
Owned.
We're omitting the one that wasn't really good.
Well, you know, I didn't hate it. It was watchable, but you know, the other two just vastly outshone it.
And that sucks because I wanted to like it, but I just don't like that one guy.
Who?
What's his face?
Everyone likes Don Cheadle.
What's his face?
You're right.
The Winter Soldier. He works my nerves. I mean, just fucking. I don't know. He just looks so. So homeless all the time. Put some clothes on. Take a shower.
Man, shave.
Don't tell me what to do with my life.
You're a handsome guy. Get rid of that scruff, weirdo.
I just thought it was weird that the Falcon and the Wolf really honed in. Like they tried to find a niche of what people like, and it was people who enjoy montages.
In a montage.
Because they did like three in one episode.
Montage heavy.
It was like a boat repair montage.
It was a boat repair
and
a
training montage.
Training montage, and then back to the boat montage.
I was like, they didn't do a shopping montage? Because those are kind of fun sometimes. Otherwise.
It's just like.
I really hope there's a deleted scene where there is the fourth montage of them shopping. The
straight up rip of the Pretty Woman shopping montage.
I love that movie.
Big mistake.
I don't like how it makes what's his face? Who is the guy from Jerry Seinfeld?
Ben Stiller?
Not Kramer. Yeah, Ben Stiller. They made him like a rapey man in that movie, Pretty Woman. I'm like, dude, I don't like. You don't seem physically strong enough to even.
It's been 20 years since I've seen that damn movie.
So y'all know there's a Hardee's I will never go to again.
Is it all Hardee's?
The one that doesn't exist downtown anymore.
No, it's the one that's on the right side of Savannah Highway. I visited it twice.
The right side of Savannah Highway.
Sorry, that's
relative.
Yeah, that's relative. Sorry. And Savannah Highway goes from like here to Savannah. So you're going to have to be a little bit more specific, Mister.
Like if you're going to downtown Charleston where all the car dealerships are.
Okay. Oh, you mean the auto mile. Kitty.
Oh, we're 526.
Yeah. That Hardee's, I don't ever want to go to. I
haven't been to the Hardee's in like 12 years.
The first week of getting my car, I got a strawberry milkshake, dropped it in my fucking car, brand new car.
The Hardee's fault.
And then I go there. Yep. I go there the second time, like a week ago, since I've been there, grab a drink, spill the whole thing in my car.
Again.
I don't think I'm ever meant to go to that Hardee's ever again, at least not in my car.
I feel like you should be more angry at your hands or your like sense of coordination or something.
But it's only happened at this Hardee's.
If you didn't have gross, sweaty hands all the time, this wouldn't happen.
They're only gross and sweaty when he's excited for that $6 burger from Hardee's. Right.
And if you don't feel like waiting for your hands to get sweaty on their own, purchase egg sweat. Mm-hmm. Perfect substitute for your own hand sweat.
That might date how long it's been since I've been to a Hardee's. Do you even have a $6 burger at Hardee's anymore?
I think they discontinued the name of that burger, but it's still on the menu somewhere.
Yeah.
I just thought you were making something up.
I was going to say, like, burgers are, like, it used to be, like, oh, when $6 used to be expensive for a burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could get the $6 burger for $4.99.
Yeah, now they're all $6, so it hardly matters.
Exactly. Like, if even that little.
Hardee's makes a good burger, though. Their mushroom Swiss burger, still tits.
I liked them when they used to be basically Jack in the Box, like when their menu was Jack in the Box's menu. It's minus all of the weird shit that Jack in the Box has.
I've never been to a Jack in the Box.
Basically before they switched to the $6 burgers. They were so good. And they still serve chicken.
Oh,
Those were the days.
What happened when they put the red burrito in the Hardee's? Like, who named the Mexican place inside a Hardee's red burrito?
Yeah, it sounds like a comedy horror movie.
I was always under the impression that red burrito was its own place that just wasn't in this area.
No.
And then they, like, the Hardee's people bought them out and were like, we're not going to take the time to build a new building. We're just going to... Just gonna make
them. Gonna put this red burrito in here so people can think of dog penises when they come in to order.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm gonna use your
red burrito. Makes me think of a dog penis.
Mm, what? I thought it was a red something else anyway.
What kind of hung ass dog do you have?
Oh, you know. Actually, my dog's dick is pretty tiny, comparatively speaking.
You dick shaming your dog.
That's fun.
Do you whip out yours next to his and laugh at him?
Yes, sir. I'm a higher primate. You're a dog.
I don't have enough to brag. He's just mad I've still got balls and he doesn't. That's really it.
And that is your fault directly.
No, that's why I was like that when I got him.
Oh, wow.
I got him from the pound. They go ahead and they do all that work.
Do the snip snip.
Also, make sure you always get your new pets from the pound, y'all.
Yeah, adopt.
Don't be buying puppies. Yeah, don't fucking adopt shit.
Mm-hmm. Don't buy from the fucking Petco.
Also, yeah, don't buy from Petco. But I will say there's a website called Exotic Meats where you can get a fully dressed guinea pig for $40. They are a lot cheaper at Petco. You just got to do more work.
Look, what is it about men that just have everything has to be gross? Why?
Would you not eat a guinea pig? That's a cold food.
I hear it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they eat,
I heard it's awesome.
They eat them in South America a lot.
Peru, specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I want to eat more Peruvian food in general because I hear that they just put potatoes on everything.
Oh, man, that's true.
And they have sweet, sweet barbecue chicken.
I watched one episode of what was the Anthony Bourdain show? I can't remember.
No Reservations.
Yeah, where he went to Peru and like apparently there's like a delicacy there or like a common staple for people that live out on the cold hills where they just leave potatoes out to freeze dry in the weather, and they just take them in and peel them with their feet and eat.
Hold on. Peel them with their feet.
Yes.
That's how Peruvian wine is made.
Peruvian vodka. Freeze-dried potato feet wine.
Like, don't get me wrong, my feet are pretty calloused, but I don't know if I can peel a potato with it.
You know, Peruvian women are pretty hardy.
You could grate one, I bet.
I could probably grate one. Like, if you gave me one of those self-strike matches, I'm pretty sure I could do it on my foot.
You doing your teeth?
Also, how many varieties of potatoes can you guys name?
Just the ones from the store. Red, russet, golden, that's it.
Purple.
Fingerlings.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
There's over 5,000 species of potatoes.
We get four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know about like five.
I mean, it's the same thing when you go to the store, get peaches. Those aren't all the same type of peach. There's loads of different names for all the fruits and vegetables we eat.
Do you have a favorite, Mr. Peach Man?
I used to like Blake peaches. They're a large, sweet freestone peach.
What's a freestone peach?
So some peaches, when you cut them open, the seed will stick. And some of them, when you cut them open, the seed is loose. Generally, I think when the seed stays stuck to the peach meat, it's sweeter, I think. I might be remembering that wrong. But the freestone ones are easier to eat. But the Blakes, if I remember right, were freestones and still sweet.
Okay. Well, yeah. I've learned something today. That's nice.
My childhood was ruined for me to retain that tiny bit of information. And I sold peaches and fucking set up peach packing factory for summer so I could buy a Super Nintendo and pay the light bill.
Ooh, also at that gas or a truck stop we went to, I bought a jar of halved peaches and syrup. I'm going to get into those tonight.
I'm glad I was here to help.
Let's be fair. Peaches are probably the best fruit. They're juicy and on your chin.
I sold so many raffle tickets for my brother to get a Super Nintendo, and then he acted like it was all his.
Wait, which brother?
My older brother. The only one that existed at that time. Well, Jamal was around, but he was in New York still. He was a little baby with pneumonia in the hospital.
So between worlds. Mm-hmm. Babies with pneumonia, that's dancing on the line of living and dying.
Babies are fragile. There's a thing called, you know what SID stands for? Sudden infant death syndrome. That just means your baby died.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Babies are stupid.
I used to call into work with that sometimes.
It's like because of the way the human species decided to focus on the brain, the baby has to get pushed out of the body before it's ready. Otherwise, it won't fit. It won't be able to escape because its head's too fucking big.
And yeah,
I mean, granted, it's because of that we've got the internet and we could make oat milk, but... Babies come out, they're supposed to still be, the body's not done yet. It's supposed to be in there for a while longer.
Maybe the head should just come out first and just rest there for a few weeks.
Yeah, let it come out of you, man.
What a weird alien species that would be. Like writing alien lore, like, oh yeah, the way they give birth is... Oh, like the grays? The grays, that's how they do it because their head's so big. The head has to come out months before the rest of the body does. And they just walk around like Zoidberg. His head dangling out the bottom.
I figure once a species has gotten that far down the track, it's probably just cloning or vats or whatever.
That's true.
That's not as fun, though.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's hilarious. That's if we do Starfighter, can we please make that race?
Yeah, we can.
Oh, they suffer speed penalties because they can't run.
Run very awkwardly.
Oh, are you teaching the baby like how to, does it know how to speak by the time it's out?
Yeah.
So you have a second talking head, like say mama, looking down your crotch, say mama.
Oh, it's so dumb.
It is extremely dumb. I'm sorry I brought it up.
I'm not. That image tickled the shit out of me.
Oh, fucking feeding your kid like that, just a jar of applesauce, but upside down. Oh, shitting would be impossible.
At the very least, it's awkward now, you know, like
Oh, it hurt. It hurts to laugh right now.
Squatty potty comes with a baby headrest.
It looks like an ashtray.
Oh, the divot. I got one. It's the souvenir.
It's gonna be nonsense. Who's gonna listen to this? Nobody.
No, I will. I listen to everyone I'm on because I'm jaded.
I'd also like to apologize for last week's episode when I uploaded it. I just uploaded the theme song and that was it.
I thought it was your best episode ever.
I was like, okay, cool thing. I was like, man, this thing did kind of upload fast, but my mom was gone, so no one else is on the internet. I was like, whatever. And I was just like, you know, so yeah. Please, if I do that, yell at me in the comments.
I did.
We can yell at you in person.
No, you won't. Face me. 1v1 me. All right. I'll slap the shit at you.
I ain't scared of you.
I'm over hammered, so it doesn't hurt as much.
Oh. God, that's good.
Sorry. Now this has got me all thrown off now because I'm just thinking of the stupid alien baby.
We're out of time. End it with stupid alien baby.
Yeah. Are we out of time?
I don't know. When did we start?
Also, I've been going down an Etsy rabbit hole, y'all. I'm sorry for this image. No nudity, but
I mean it's audio.
Sexy Cthulhu body pillow. There's way too many body pillows of mythical beasts on this.
Swole Thulu? Jesus Christ.
Is that what it's called? Swole
Thulu.
Swole Thulu. Well, let's see who we got. They got Geralt. They got the fish guy from Zelda.
What's his name?
They got
Geralt. Geralt.
The king of all cosmos. Sexy body
That's
pillow.
That's a beautiful one.
Ooh, comfy snake.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Overwatch characters.
That's terrible.
What has the show devolved into?
Pop Team.
Shout out to Smash Pansy on Etsy. Go check out their sexy
Beavis
body
and Butthead. Sailor Moon?
No, it's a different cartoon.
Pop Team Epic.
Yeah. No. There was rumor there was going to be a new Beavis and Butthead when the Paramount thing came out, but I haven't seen any more about it.
Why are they still doing that? Why are they still remaking stuff? Stop.
It's not they're not remaking it. It would be just more episodes, which I'm totally in favor of.
Of the old one or the new one that came out?
Beavis and Butthead? I mean, as long as it's Mike Judge, I don't care what he's doing.
Yeah, Mike, it's the same creator, same format. The characters don't age. It doesn't really matter if it's old or new.
Yeah.
Well, I meant like they had the old show and then the new show.
Yeah, they had the old show, then the movie, then they did the new show, but they discovered how hard it is to riff on music videos.
When there are no music videos?
No, it used to be when you had a music video, MTV had the rights to it.
Oh.
Now the artists have the rights to it, and then each person who's in the music video has, you know, claims on it. So I think the thing was, Mike Judge said that they were going to do Beavis and Butthead pick on a Kanye West video, and you're thinking, oh, Kanye West probably told him no. Kanye West said sure, but the company that hired the dancers in the video said no, so they couldn't use it.
Aww.
So it was like they had to go through so many channels to riff on something, which is why the newest episodes of Beavis and Butthead, they're mostly just picking on shitty MTV shows, which I thought was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it was good.
So
my first exposure to Beavis and Butthead was the movie.
Okay, that's good.
And my favorite part of the movie is finding out where Hank Hill comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Is that weird fucking character.
Oh, Tom Anderson.
Tom Anderson. Boy's been whacking in my tool shed.
Whacking off in my tool shed.
Yeah, Beavis and Butthead was around for my formative years.
Did it shape the person you were, Toker?
I'm sure. You just called me Toker, and I've been on here talking about aliens, babies, heads sticking out from the JJs and giggling like a motherfucker. Yeah, I'm sure Frog Baseball had something to do with that.
They got in a lot of trouble for Frog Baseball.
No. They didn't get in trouble for Frog Baseball. That was the pilot. That's what started it all. They got in a lot of trouble because Beavis was saying fire a lot.
Yeah.
I thought they got in trouble because people were reenacting Frog Baseball.
Well, that might have happened a few times. Like, people are dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't abuse toads and frogs. They're really helpful.
It got a lot of bad publicity because of Frog Baseball, but it also got a lot of publicity because of Frog Baseball, so more people watched it.
And that wasn't even their own show. That was the first episode of Liquid Television, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Which I loved.
Let's do a publicity start, y'all. What are we going to do? Let's rent go-karts and dress up like D&D characters and ride around downtown Charleston.
I don't know.
I think publicity stunts are kind of like tattoos. As so many people have done them now, we'd be cooler if we didn't.
You don't think cat tattoos are good anymore?
Yeah, we should do anti-publicity stunts. We should censor our own stuff.
And tattoos are cool if they mean something to you, but tattoos for the sake of tattoos, which I feel like most people just do now, are meh.
I don't know. There's something really appealing about a shitty tattoo, but it's shitty on purpose. It's that old school cool.
He's about head forever.
He's about to show us his Shrek tattoo, isn't he?
No, not like that, but I'm talking like a smoking skull, something like that. Like
I worked with a guy at a Ladles who hates Fog Hat and got a Fog Hat Forever tattoo, and he said he did that because he knew whatever tattoo he got, he was going to regret, so he just wanted to get it over with.
What is Fog Hat?
It's a band. Like a
Smoke on the Water.
Yeah, second,
that's who did that
psychedelic
song?
Band.
Mm-hmm.
Are they Smoke on the Water? Why did I think that was Creedence?
No, it's definitely not Creedence. I feel like that's the only reason why I know who Foghat is because of that song.
Was it just a hat that said fog for the tattoo, or was it the logo?
I can't remember.
I hope it's just a hat that says fog.
No, it said Fog Hat Forever. I just can't remember the font or anything. It was, yeah.
Oh, I really hope, because their logo was really shitty. Also, shout out to all the people that got ISIS tattoos for the band.
Let's see. Slow Ride, that's them.
Or the goddess.
Slow Ride, there it is.
Was it that font? Was it their logo?
Yeah, it was that font, yeah. Fog Hat.
Yeah, those men are old.
Yeah.
And not good.
You know necromancers are real when they're still on tour.
Well, I mean, yeah, the
Def Leppard.
The Stones prove that.
Have y'all seen Def Leppard 2021? Also, all Def Leppard new music is terrible.
Anytime somebody mentions Def Leppard, I just think about Bloodhound Gang.
Why?
Because drummer from Def Leppard only has one arm.
Mm-hmm.
That's them now. One guy looks like handsome Squidward. The other guy looks like fat Axl Rose.
So Axl Rose.
Wait, did you say handsome Squidward?
Handsome
Squidward. You're just looking from the neck down. Oh, gotcha. Nobody that old should have that body.
Handsome Squidward. Yeah.
The hyper-realistic handsome Squidward right there in the corner. Just oof.
That's from Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what have they made in Cyber? They have a Hide the Pain Herald.
I don't know how many of these are actually real and are just Photoshops.
I know this terrible Simpson one is Photoshopped. This episode has really derailed at this point.
Oh, man. It has.
What rail was it on?
It wasn't.
I thought my topics would go on longer.
There's only so much talking about serial killers I'm willing to put up with.
Well, you gave us South of the Border, then you left the room. You came back with a titty cup. What were we supposed to do with that?
That was the titty cup.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want us to spend the entire hour talking about the titty cup? Is that what this was? Was this like a titty cup fetish thing?
I mean, that's the only reason I bought it. because I set this on my counter and I look at it while I in
that was horrendous, and I'm done now.
You deserve to die for all that thing you just said.
Has it been an hour?
I think so.
That's my show. It's been an hour. Fuck it.
Because they're all exactly an hour long. They're not.
Some are more, some are less. Mm-hmm. The real problem is I don't look at a clock when I start this, and I'm about 20 minutes in thinking, how long ago did we start this?
I think we're good.
All right. Close this out, non-bi-toller Terry.
Say that again.
Yeah, Luke. You want to use English?
Non-bi-toller Terry.
Don't-ga-ga-dig-da-da.
I said, close this out, non-bipolar Terry.
Well, that person doesn't exist. So whoever that is, I hope they close you out with a thank you for watching. And if you like this show, and I don't know why you would, please check out our other fine products here on the Homebrew Detritus Network. So there's probably a description somewhere. Enjoy your night. I won't. Goodbye.
You're going to be hammered tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Terry.
Bye.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday,
Terry. Yeah, Phil looks like a birdstock. Happy birthday. Bye.
Bye-bye.